This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Obviously, I haven't won the lottery. I'm still here. Although, I don't know if I go away. You know? I mean, seriously. They're talking about the lottery winners in the chat room. You know, guys, I knew the fellow that won the first big one here in California. Oh, like 30 years ago, whatever it was. $46 million. First biggie. And within 3 years, he was pretty much broke. How you do that? I don't know. Wife left him, took half the money, obviously. Made a whole bunch of invest. First thing he does is go out, buys himself a limo and hires a chauffeur. Because, you know, when you've not had money, really, really, really not had money, you don't understand how it works. And when you look at what people do with their money once they win, it's quite interesting to watch. All right, so if you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, head over to the website, therealside.com. It's therealside.com where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. You can't watch live, but you can listen live. That's up and running. But, you know, you got to get involved. You got to engage. Read the stories. So it's not often that I agree. You guys are going to pass out. It's not often that I agree with Bill Maher. But I do believe with the basis or basics of what he just came out and said. And again, you can't argue this. I wish the left could see it. As much as I don't like the man, and as 98.9% of what he says I don't agree with or don't like, I'm going to go that far. When he hits it out of the park. Maher, he doesn't express any sympathy for Donald Trump or anybody around Trump. But he wrapped up his real-time episode last week. I don't know exactly what night it was. He was dealing with some of the important points, and people keep forgetting that, first of all, not everybody believes that it was a fair election. And the numbers are a heck of a lot closer. But how do 81 million Biden voters get along with 74 million Trump voters? Any other way around? As long as we keep running around, and keep that number in mind, 74 million. A lot of those are military type. You know, just people that love this country for what it is. And the 74 million included many, 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 many Democrats that were not casting a protest vote on Joe Biden. They were casting a vote that was for, they believed in, Donald Trump. That simple. And yet, what the left has been trying to paint them as, right, is people that don't love this country, troublemakers, heathens, if you would. I mean, think about it. Insurrectionists, if there was a word. Right? It is the worst possible way to deal with trying to unify and trying to open up dialogue and conversation. Right? Mayor added, in defense of 74 million people, you can like something run by a bunch of jerks without being one yourself. Right? And he's right. But again, you look at these people who don't really care what you think. They don't care what value you might or might not have. Maher opens up by calling all Democrats not to write off Trump voters as deplorables. He asks Republicans to consider whether some of their anger is misdirected. Right? He said, let's not confuse 5,000 people with the damage that went down on June 6th, in his mind. January 6th, I'm sorry. With 74 million. No, it's funny, again, whether it was 100 or 200 people, there were a bunch of people there. Right? But you're going to now paint the whole party, the whole Trump movement, everybody had something to do with Trump, but we can't do that with the Democrats. Right? When they're out burning and looting and stealing, I can't paint all Democrats like that. So if I grab those kids out of CVS and we find out that they were all Democrats, all liberal Democrats, can't we paint the whole party? Because that's what they're doing to us. That's what they like to do to us. You know? Yes, even supporting the insurrection, Maher went on to say, in spirit is, well, deplorable. Now, not that they were, but he's making a point, so let's stick with the point. But there's a difference between holding liberal beliefs or illiberal beliefs and acting violently on them. Right? That's what they always told us about Islamic terrorism. See, that's what they keep forgetting, or we keep forgetting, or whoever keeps, I don't know who forgets it. Hopefully you're not forgetting it, my people aren't. I mean, really, seriously. Remember that. We couldn't hold any other Muslim responsible for what some of the, what they, you know, referred to. They didn't even call them wackos. They didn't call them extremists. They called them some people, right? He went on to say, I keep wrestling on the show with hard questions on how do Americans, all of us, learn to share a country with people you can't stand. And you know what? And it's both sides, right? They can't stand us, we can't stand them. That's what we've gotten to. We've gotten past tolerance, and it's obviously moved into hate. More on this when we come back from the break. Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. I mean, the chat room's pretty much on fire. These guys are going, and I think it's wonderful, some of the topics you guys have in there. I'll get back to the Bill Maher piece in just a second. But seriously, when you talk about getting these kids back out there, getting these kids back out, back into school, a lot of states still, they're not back into school. A lot of states they are. But the sports thing is what kills me. We beat our brains out. Again, like I said, I haven't finished with the Maher piece. We beat our brains out to talk about mental health with these kids, making sure they're mentally healthy, that they, that there's things happening around them, and we get them involved. What do they tell us all the time? Get your kids into sports. Keep your kids in sports. Get your kids in sports. You keep them off the street. You keep them. And what are we doing now? We're keeping them out of sports. It doesn't make any good. And you guys in the chat room are talking about this, right? Push back. Big time. Get the mental health information that you can get. I'm telling you. An argument by somebody was, well, you know, with the long waits in emergency rooms and all this other stuff, do we really want to subject our kids to that? Let me tell you what. Kids are subjected to that every day, even when there wasn't a virus, long waits in emergency rooms. Kids were getting hurt before. And my God, if you can't go to the hospital to get fixed, you're worried that your kid's going to go to the hospital and have to hang out in an emergency room? I mean, that's scary in and of itself. But what I push back with, or what you should be pushing back with, what you should understand, so when you go to your board meetings or you confront your board members in a peaceful way, the question should be, am I going to worry about a dozen or two dozen kids that may have to go to the hospital with a broken leg, broken arm, or something they need to see a doctor over? Or should I worry about the hundreds of kids that can't get in to see a mental health specialist or expert right now because they're overwhelmed with depression in young people? See, don't argue political issues and facts with these people. Argue fact, truth, numbers. There are a lot, like I said, there are a lot of, and CIF here, or CF, yeah, CIF here in California has decided that there won't be any playoffs, there won't be any championship games. So some of the parents are trying, or some of the staff or parents, what have you, were trying to use that and say, well, hell, there's no championships, why play? That's not the point. It isn't always about the championship. They can play each other, but it's about the conditioning. It's about being together with your buddies, burning off some steam. Right? Getting the adrenaline flowing. All this stuff to help you stay healthy. So you don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop pushing for the right thing to do, but be informed. Please be informed properly. You want more information on that? Reach out to Dr. B. She'd be more than happy to send it to you and or give it to you. Back to Mar. One of the few things I really do agree with him on. I don't agree with him on almost anything. But like he said, it's really interesting now that you couldn't line up Islamic terrorists with the, you know, with the wave of Islamic violence that went in this country and other places. You couldn't tie them together. You were some kind of phobe, Islamophobe, right? Remember all that? Now you got a bunch of people who I still don't believe the majority of them were MAGA people at all. Just because you put a red hat on. Go look at their tactics. Look at what these people did. It is Antifa all the way around. Some of the MAGA guys probably got caught up in the moment. Got it. Does it make it okay? Now, Mayor did have some surprising sympathy for the one rioter shot and killed. But not on the basis of any police malfeasance. You see, she should have been there and had been horribly misled into participating. So he suggests, but that the point, that the fact that she lived in a deep blue state wasn't helping either, wasn't working for her either. So should she, he said, goes on to say, should she have applied better logic in seeing that her real problem in life wasn't pedophile Democrats or Antifa, and that people like Elizabeth Warren were actually the ones who were at least trying to do something about predatory lending and economic exploitation. But not everyone can watch MSNBC all day, he said. See, this is where he and I could kind of part ways. I don't think Elizabeth Warren really wants to do anything good. I think Elizabeth Warren wants Elizabeth Warren to have power. That's what I think. But that's just me. And again, look at Tulsi Gabbard. I know, you know, some of you guys write me emails, you get mad at me. She's the only Democrat that's speaking out, and she's not elected anymore, but she's the only Democrat really speaking out against this violence, speaking out against the party as a whole. I mean, so there's more out there. They just don't have the guts she has. She was in the military. Maybe that helped her. I believe it did. I believe the problem we have today is we don't have enough military people in Congress. Real military people. Not Buttigieg's that, what, they went to basic training, that was about it? Saw no real violence to speak of? He said, maybe since all politics is local, and he's right, all she knew was where she lived. The state that cared more about her toxic whiteness than her toxic brokenness. He's right. He's right. You know, you see that all the time now. I mean, think about a racist statement alone. Yes, we have to get these vaccines to the black community because the vaccines attack the blacks more. What, really? They're separated out? Oh, my God. Is this like a civil virus war? I mean, I don't understand. They don't see their own hypocrisy right in front of their eyes. And the two big states that they just love are the ones that put all kinds of obstacles in the way to get these viruses, getting the vaccinations out. Marietta and that a state that is run entirely by Democrats didn't stop anyone from charging her 169% interest on a loan either. Shouldn't be that surprising that America is full of fed up, unhappy people. They just want to break stuff now. You know, people get frustrated. I'm not saying it's okay. Don't get me wrong. But you guys know as well as I do, people get frustrated. They want help. They want relief. They don't want... Look, most people that I know don't want the check. They want a job. They want things to go back the way they were. They want to be able to wait tables again. Don't be seeing your host. Listen to the real side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is asking that an impeachment trial of former President Trump could be put off until next month. He says it would allow them to confirm President Biden's nominees. But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he wants it to be dropped altogether.
Remember in his speech yesterday, for those who did not vote for him, give him a chance? Well, I think the best chance he'd have right now is say, let's not do impeachment. Let's dismiss this. Let's unite this nation.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says just because Donald Trump is no longer in the White House, he should still be held responsible.
Don't say to a president, do whatever you want in the last months of your administration. You're going to get a get-out-of-jail card free because people think we should make nice noise.
If Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he agrees, a Senate trial would probably begin in mid-February. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
To the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, let's just, we've got to figure out how to push back on those people who really don't give a happy about us. They're not interested in getting along. But, you know, I started talking about health and mental health, and I recorded this, and I meant to get it out to you guys, and here's the deal. There's still a lot of people hurting. Still a lot of people need to have some kind of health insurance, need to have some health options. And, you know, Liberty Health Share, I love those guys. They've been with me for years. But what I love is that the positive emails I get from people that have done business with them. Matt Bellis is going to join me. All right, we're back at it with one of my favorite people, and I mean that sincerely. Matt Bellis joins me with Liberty Health Share, and again, it was funny. I was sitting in somebody's office this week who actually is a member, and I do mean member of Liberty Health Share, and very pleased, very happy with the service that he's receiving for him and his family. So, Matt, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks for having me, Joe.
Well, all right, so let's get to it. I mean, I'm reeling a little bit, but we don't have to get political here. But my question to you would be right out of the chute. I mean, the looks like the House is going to stay the same. Looks like the Senate is going to stay the same, and we're just waiting on the presidential.
Well, with healthcare sharing and what we're going to do at Liberty Health Share. We're going to continue doing what we do. We're going to continue sharing medical bills and fighting for our members and doing everything that we can to protect this model of healthcare because it works for so many people. It has been a blessing for so many people, and it really does change the whole game as it pertains to healthcare. People are all over the country. Experiencing what it's like to share in these medical expenses, to gain that freedom back in healthcare, not having to wait on Washington about whether what they're going to do with the ACA or not. You know, we're here within the country, changing lives, working within the healthcare industry to restore the relationships between doctor and patient, to gain freedom for the individual, and to share medical bills with one another. So either way this goes, we're going to continue doing what we're doing, and that's share medical bills.
Are you advocating for people to talk to their doctors more, to spend more time with their physician? That's unheard of. We haven't done that since the 50s. What's wrong with you?
What a novel concept. Yeah,
well, let's talk a little bit. Let's just talk a little bit about terminology. You know, I like to do this because people get a little confused. Membership. Yeah. What do you mean membership? This has to do with healthcare. What are you talking about?
Well, we are, as a group, a membership organization because we want people to know what they're getting into. This is not insurance. This is not third-party payment systems. This is not what people have been kind of conditioned to believe the only way that you pay for healthcare. This is a membership of individuals who are like-minded who share medical bills with one another. And if you're going to share things with one another within a community, you need to be able to belong to that community. So there is a standard of self-education, understanding what healthcare sharing is all about, and committing to that whole mentality of sharing medical bills with one another. Each and every month, our members send in share amounts every single month to another member who has a need that Liberty Health Share coordinates with. And so our members every single month send those share amounts. Our other members receive those and pay their medical bills. And it's a very reciprocal relationship. And you're not going to get into any kind of reciprocal relationship or community without understanding what the standards, the values, or mm-hmm. the trajectory and vision of that community is. And so, yes, that's why we are a membership and not just some policy you join.
Well, one of the things that I like, I've read articles around this, and, you know, when people aren't doing well, they're sick and they're recovering or going through something, encouragement helps tremendously. Knowing that people are there rooting for you and in your corner and what have you helped tremendously. Now, I know with a quote-unquote insurance company, that's against the law. I can't give you any information as to who's what, where, and how. But we can send letters of encouragement or notes to people, can we not?
Well, within Liberty HealthShare, we have a group that regularly prays for and helps one another, and we have requesting of prayer, and we encourage each other. So within the group, we're out there sending messages of cheer and love and support and hope to one another and making sure that we're not only benefiting people's physical conditions, but their spiritual conditions as well. So that aspect as a community together really does underpin and underline exactly who and what we are. As a group, we are making sure that we want to take care of the whole person and not just their physical aspects, because we know that this is a whole emotional and spiritual ordeal as well when it comes to healthcare. Now, if you're getting a broken toe fixed, we know that that can be rather minor. But if you're dealing with things like cancer or heart disease, open heart surgery or some bypass surgery, or maybe you're dealing with a premature birth, those are the types of things that really hit home and hit hard.
Yeah.
And we're not out there doing these things in a vacuum. There are other people within the community who have been through those things. There are other people who have dealt with those types of medical situations. And so knowing that within that community, there are people supporting, praying, caring for one another, that changes the game in healthcare completely.
Right.
So as a membership, we reach out and we work with one another with the whole person, not just the physical.
Yeah, it's kind of what I want people to understand is, you know, an insurance company, you're doing business with a very large company, and really there's no soft touch there. I mean, we've all done business with insurance companies, if you would, and you and I have talked about this in the past too, where we've been conditioned over the decades, you know, you cut the check every month and you hope to God they pay the bill kind of thing. You know, you don't know how much fighting you're going to have to do to get through that. But this is truly, when you're talking about a membership scenario, when you're talking about a group of people that honestly care about your health, they're, like, to your point, they're praying, they're encouraging. It's a whole different dynamic as to how you look at this. And, you know, Liberty HealthShare, hello, people, Liberty, you know, you've got the freedom. You can go to the doctor. You can discuss with him or her and you know, work out your plan, your healing plan, if you would. Try doing that with a regular doctor who has to practice insurance for a living, right?
Well, you're hitting the nail right on the head, and you just kind of said practicing insurance, probably not meant to be as a throwaway line, but is something very important that what we want people to really know is that when you're working with your doctor, a lot of the time they're having to deal with the third party in the room, not just their patient. They're having to think about not what is best for you in terms of healthcare, but what kind of treatments can they prescribe? What's actually going to be a covered treatment? Or are they actually going to get paid for that type of treatment? All of the back and forth and the bureaucratic nonsense that goes into healthcare these days is something that your doctor has to consider whenever they're prescribing the medical care that you need. I don't think a whole lot of doctors are going to be wanting to say that because they don't want to inspire some loss of confidence within their patients, and I completely understand why they wouldn't, but that has become the natural course of things when it comes to healthcare. We're not going to sit back and say that the healthcare payment system in America is absolutely perfect. We're here to say we need to restore the relationships within healthcare between the doctor and the patient. We need to set the patient free to set the pace of what their care actually needs to happen with their own body, because it's their body. We want to break free from those bureaucratic systems, and we want to restore what healthcare should be, which is taking care of the patient first and providing all of the necessary support systems and structures to be able to do that. When you've got doctors who are practicing insurance, when they're having to deal with third-party payment systems, whenever there's bureaucracy and overhead that they are constantly having to deal with, that starts to erode that patient-doctor relationship, and that just should not be the case. I was actually speaking to a doctor friend of mine who actually got out of his individual private practice because he had to employ a team of 8 people just to deal with the third-party payment system. All of those resources pulling away from what actually benefits the patient. And so we want to make that change. We want to turn that whole system around. We want to restore that relationship, give the power of the purse strings back to the patient, and that's what we're able to do with Liberty Health Share.
And we should send a shutter down your spine before we go to commercial here. We should send a shutter down your spine is when the doctors listen to what you have to say and says, well, I know what I'd like to do for you, but let's see what you're covered for. That's something you'll see here and see more and more. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back more with Matt after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome to the Real Fed on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Look, there are still people that are reeling. I got some emails. I haven't had this guy on for a little bit. So take a listen. You got to get informed. You need the information to be able to make some decisions. Okay, we're back at it again. One of my favorite people, Matt Bellis, joins me with Liberty Health Share. And, you know, I try to make it so that you guys have to understand, don't get caught up. You know, we don't use a slate tablet and chalk anymore in school. We actually use cars now instead of horses and buggies. We have electricity, so you don't have to use candles anymore. Unless you live in California, in which case, you never know when you're going to have electricity. It's like living in North Korea. But other than that, you do not have to take care of your body. You know, health care doesn't have to be the way it was back in the 1950s. And with Liberty Health Share, you do have the freedom. You do have the liberty to decide how you want to take care of your body. Matt, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Joe.
Now, The question I get sometimes is, you talk about prayer. Is this a religious organization? Do I have to, like, wear some special clothes or have a special handshake in order for you to pay the bill? How does that work?
Well, that would be kind of fun in a way. and interesting to say the least. The hat will be in the mail. No, as an organization, we are unapologetically a Christian organization, and we want to be the model of how people see the way that we want healthcare to be done. Believers, we want to show and model what it's like to be a part of this community and share healthcare bills with one another. We go off of our agreed upon set of beliefs that every member signs off on, and they aren't things that are really out of the ordinary. People all over the place would agree with them that we want to, have the fundamental right to worship God as we wish. We believe that our rights come from and originate from God, and they're bestowed upon us by Him, and our concessions granted to us by governments or men. We believe it's our biblical and ethical obligation to assist our fellow man whenever they are in need. We believe it's our spiritual duty to God and our ethical duty to others to maintain healthy lifestyles, and that we believe we have a fundamental right of conscience to direct our own health care in consultation with our physicians, family, and other valued advisors, free from, again, government dictates and restraints and oversight. So those are things that are outside bounds of what a lot of people can agree on, but they are biblically based, and we are a Christian organization. And if you want to come and join us, we say as long as you can agree with our shared beliefs, then we want you to be able to join as well.
Well, again, there are things that you do that other healthcare providers, if you want to put it that way, don't do. And let's talk a little bit about this whole thing with COVID. And some of us have the clothes have gotten a little tighter. You know what I'm saying?
Sitting around the house a little bit more.
We may find a cure for COVID, but hopefully right alongside that will be obesity as well, because, I mean, that's on the rise. let me tell you from personal experience. But you do have a plan by which you're encouraged. You know, I hate to admit this. Oh, God, I know I'm going to get slapped around for this. But, you know, I told you I was very proud of myself for losing 30 pounds and keeping it off, and I was happy moving around, no real pain to speak of in the joints, and sad to say I gained back 28 of those 30 pounds. You know, here in California, you can't really do anything. You can't really go anywhere, and I'm not going to sit in a restaurant, lift my mask, put food in my mouth, put the mask back down. Maybe it'll keep me from eating more. I don't know, but we're not moving. So anyway, the long and the short of it is you have some help for that, don't you?
Well, as somebody who would join Liberty HealthShare, we have a program called HealthTrack. Now, HealthTrack is an extra $80 per month charge, but with that, you actually get a health coach who walks through and works with you on some predetermined self-set goals that whenever you actually reach those goals, you graduate from HealthTrack and you retain your Liberty HealthShare membership. So the people who really benefit from this type of a program are people who are dealing with things like obesity or smoking or high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, hypertension. Those kinds of things work really well within HealthTrack, and it has been doing significant change in people's lives. We have seen tons and tons of weight loss. We have seen people throw away their last pack of cigarettes, and hypertension and blood pressure is becoming normalized and reversing type 2 diabetes. It has just been fantastic to see all the people who graduate from our program called HealthTrack, because it just says that given a little bit of accountability, little bit of help, little bit of coaching, those are things that you as an individual can do, can change. You're not stuck in the situation that you're in, you can make those differences, and it's not really that difficult whenever you get down to it. It's just people talking to people, working through those problems, consulting and coaching through those things, and committing to making a change. So even if you're a part of the COVID crowd who got through their lockdown snacks very quickly, and you want to join Liberty HealthShare, we're out here to help you to get some of those snacks off the way for you.
Wait a minute. I got to give up snacks? They're not going to work. But, you know, it's really funny because you have some of these people that are so committed. They get personal trainers, right? They bring personal trainers in. They don't have a problem paying that person a couple hundred bucks a month. And yet, your personal trainers, the first thing is they'll tell you, what are you eating? What are you shoving down your throat? Right. You know, we've got to work on that first. Right. Why pay him to tell you or her to tell you that when you can figure that one out? I mean, come on, seriously. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this one out. You got to look at what you're putting down your throat. Right?
If your food is usually covered in icing and neon orange, might not be the best for you. So, yeah.
Really? That's the old guilt trip, right? I mean, there you go.
Out on your own,
so the two hot dogs I had with mustard and ketchup on them, probably not so good. The ham for lunch. Okay, anyway.
That's protein.
Yeah. anyhow, so look, in all sincerity, people, too, I kind of joke about this, but there's a reality here. Don't pick up the phone, call Liberty HealthShare, and then start asking a bunch of questions, because get familiar with it first. This is my personal opinion. I when people call, and you've got to keep an advisor on the phone for half an hour because you really haven't read anything, go check it out, right? Go to Liberty HealthShare's website and check it out first. Do some reading, and that way there you'll have an idea what you're walking into, what it's all about, and then ask the questions to fill the gaps. And, again, Matt, they have a package they can send you, correct?
Absolutely. If you want to get more information, you can always get our decision guide. Very great resource for people who want to really learn about what healthcare sharing is all about and if it's the right fit for them, because we want this to be a good fit for everybody. If you don't really like how we do things, great. You don't have to join. But if you do and you really want to be a part of it and you are educating yourself, then by all means, we're here for you. So feel free, go onto the website, download the decision guide. You can also give us a call at 855-585-4237, talk to one of our advisors, and we'll help you come to that decision one way or another.
Yeah, people, you know, you got to pay attention. You got to do, well, really, you got to be responsible for yourself. And Liberty HealthShare will give you the ability to be, truly, to honestly be responsible for yourself. Anyway, Matt, always a pleasure. Keep up the good fight, man, and we'll see what happens moving forward. You know, I really do appreciate the time that he spends with us. I appreciate the information he gives us because, look, you really, again, one of the things I very much like about that organization is it's personal, right? They're reaching out to you. They want to make sure that, I would say, you know, they will reach out to you once you get on this planet, what have you, but truly what it's all about is that you've got people that care on the other end of the phone. You got people that'll either pray with you or give you well wishes, or whatever it happens to be. Right? So, you know, get involved and get engaged, get informed. Those are the big things. If you get informed, it'll make life so much easier. You won't make some of the stupid mistakes the rest of us have. And I was, you know, I mean, I've done other segments with him where I joke about, you know, the health aspect of this. For real. I mean, you got people that will take I don't want to name their names. I'm trying to avoid this. One of the insurance companies will give you a free gym membership. And I'm thinking to myself, at today's day, and they talk about it on the air. And I'm thinking to myself, how would you use that today? And especially in California. Right? I mean, you can't go to the gym. They're closed. How does that help me? Somebody paid. Places should be doing the little cooking classes. You know what I mean? Again, we'll be back at it tomorrow. God bless. Looks like everything made it through. Provided California keeps supplying power. Yeah, this is like Argentina West now, right? Or Venezuela West, I'm sorry. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless, guys. You know, thanks for putting up, being involved, being engaged, staying with us. Have a great rest of the day. Stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. And you know what? We'll overcome. We'll make this. God bless.